This is Conscious Lifestyles, the eco-friendly show for people, animals, and the planet.
We're actually learning from our surroundings.
If you want to be green, you first need to be conscious.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing, absolutely.
Now, here's the host of Conscious Lifestyles, Ginger Leilani Chapin.
Hey there, welcome to Conscious Lifestyles Radio this week. This is Ginger Leilani Chapin. I have an amazing guest. You have got to check out GoGreenKP.com and Kids Parents. It's GoGreenKidsParents.com, but it's just KP.com. I love you, Charlene Frances Alvarez. You started a movement in this country that is spreading around the world to get kids in their early teens, from childhood into their teenage years, and hopefully going on into college and into their adulthood, understanding the importance that they play in creating a greener, better world. And green has been so overused, and you probably already know that. But you are the real deal. You are the genuine person who, you know, one of a handful of people that I can think of out there who's really educating the public on how crucial this is to teach our children to understand the synchronicity between nature and your own personal human life and how we depend upon each other for the quality and the longevity of our own lives, not to mention the happiness factor. Let's keep that in mind. And your health and your wealth is all dependent upon understanding nature and having an incredible respect for it. So thank you, Charlene, for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
So I am on your website, GoGreenKP.com, and I love your magazine. We were just talking about it a few minutes ago. Tell us about this incredible magazine that you guys put out.
Well, it's a workshop, and it connects our children in technology today, where they actually learn a skill that will take them on into journalism, into publishing, into graphic art, and all the while it's connecting them to nature. So they can read a piece about some farm going on in Paris or some event, and they will cover it via the internet, and they will draft a story up. We have a team that, group of kids that proofread it, and they're learning structure of how to compile information about nature. And we sit down and they learn how to do the graphic arts on it, how to use Adobe InDesign, which is like one of the favorite softwares for magazine creation. And then we compile it all up, 32 to 42 pages. And now we're doing it monthly. We haven't downloaded the monthly magazine on top of the website. But they're learning how to code. We'll have a coding class through the library, the local library. So they're learning skills, but they're not only learning skills, but they're learning how to connect and stay in nature. Nature is our pharmacy, health-wise, body-wise, soul-wise. So we're creating a movement that is so imperative that our children learn it now, especially with, you know, the world as it is, that they stay connected to those avenues that are really going to help our world and us in every facet as they grow older. And I'm one of the ones. So.
Yeah. Well, you have a couple of articles on there that really jumped out at me. One was feeding backyard birds, and yet your layouts are so professional. These kids, their creativity is awesome. You know, I am amazed. I am so impressed with the minds of young people. When you give them the tools to create, it is phenomenal what comes out of these amazing living beings. And I'm sure that's what your vision is to create awesome human beings by giving them the creativity. Two incredible articles. You have one on feeding backyard birds, how important that is for the ecosystem, and ways to turn discarded wood into beautiful home decor. I've always wanted to do that. So talk about those two.
Well, the creating the wood, we actually do a hands-on workshop with wood because as a society of a concrete city, I say, we have forgot about the woodworkers, the tailors, the things that we do with our hands. So whatever we put in an article or construct in an article, we will do a workshop on that. And we're free to the children of all areas and all races and everything to do with it, because our children now know what they learn. So if they can combine nature with each other, no matter what, that is a gift to me. I mean, you know, people may forget my name, but they're never going to forget what I gave these children, because it goes on. Their life goes on. So in our woodworking one, we actually get free wood from Home Depot, from wherever, and we find it on the ground, and we create art pieces, and we have markets, and we have free markets, and we'll learn a quarter off of a piece of wood that we constructed in art. That's wow. Something that brings self-esteem. I did that. My son did a four canvases, recycled canvases, art, and in the orphanage, they auctioned them off, and they auctioned them off to go to the kids in the orphanage. It raises money. So we're combining kindness, which is we find in nature. People often wonder, why does my heart beat when I see a sunset? Well, you don't think children do that? I mean, when they know they can give with their hands something they didn't have to spend money on, and it brought so much joy, whether it's in woodworking or whether it's in our birdhouses that we make and we paint and we design and we sell in that market, then they know their value is not only in a material world. Their value is in their mind and their creativity and their ability to learn and to grasp things. And all the while, they're helping out their cities, their communities, their world, and they're still able to sustain. So, you know, our goal is through the magazine to actually have the first world beach eco cabana. With all the kits we create and all the things, and to move our children, to show us older generations that, you know what, we got to keep up with spring or else we decay. We decay. And these are the children that are going to show us how to live in spring again, how to live in spring and summer again by being responsible. And that's my whole goal, is that, you know, you grow old and you get bitter and you just grow old in those habits. These children keep me young. And I see them moving and making announcements like, I want to be, you know, a marine biologist. I want to be an artist. I want to be this. And you have just encouraged a child to reach beyond the stars. Go for the moon. I mean, seriously. So, you know, those are articles that they research. Some of them get them, you know, from scientists that say, you know, of course you can use my article. Of course.
Wow.
And we've got... Yeah, we've got doctors that are, you know, OBGYN to say it's so important that you feed your body right having a child. So they'll do research with this doctor. He'll contribute free. And that is the beauty of people. Nature is our tranquility, clarity, and you know, peace. And in people, we find solutions. But why not combine it all and make a better world, especially with our children? They're going to need it. They really are.
Well, you have, well, first of all, your magazine online is, you said there's a printed version in Florida, and you get, mm-hmm. you get hits from all over the world. You, how many thousands mm-hmm. of people read this magazine weekly? It's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, the statistics, we get the statistics on it. So we see on our Facebook alone that on one little post, one of the girls will post, you know, maybe it was an article we're sharing. We had over 900 views on that article alone on our Facebook. And then in the magazine, we get statistics of up to 40,000 people a month.
Yeah,
all
that's
over
amazing.
The world.
That's amazing.
So,
and, you know, yeah.
So it's working. It's a working model. And we're not in a building per se, because we haven't been able to afford it, but we are a mobile green unit, so our children do presentations to nurseries. We have a little green hands, little home recycling center that we teach toddlers. We teach them the basics of paper and plastic. We teach them about little gardens, and these are the high school students teaching the babies.
Yeah, that's amazing. And you know what? You know what's so cool? Everyone who's just tuning in, we're talking with Charlene Frances Alvarez. She's the founder of Go Green Kids Worldwide, Inc. But it's Go Green Everybody Worldwide. This is not just for kids. This is for teenagers. This is for young adults. This is for parents. And that's why your website is GoGreenKP, as in kidsparents.com, because everybody has got to get involved in this. You know, you have an article on your incredible magazine. Everybody go straight to that magazine on the website. You talk about also the California condor. Now, this is stuff that's not talked about every day. Every once in a while, you'll come across an article. But this, they're critically endangered. You know, it's incredible that you have, you know, young people researching this and working with scientists and creating an article and doing the layout and the artwork and the editing on a magazine. They're doing everything that a journalist would do, but also the graphics. That's outstanding.
Yes, and, you know, that's the beauty of the magazine, is that being the director of it, you know, I'm able to share with them. We can go here, and people love to know that they're helping. I mean, Starbucks just put out a memo saying that, you know, they're going to hire so many thousands of immigrants because of what's going on. Well, I say we're America great now, and people love to help out. So we get comments saying, go here, you can use the content. It's free for publishing, for this, for that. We know you're doing a great job. And that's what makes a great atmosphere in nature and in people, is that we're helping each other, and they see the value of these kids making an effort. Our green bags, our green eco bags for the beaches and for the mountain trails, those are bags that they design, that create with art, and they have not the black trash bag, but they have the biodegradable bag.
Yep.
They have seashell treasures, and that's telling the world, look at what these kids are doing. Now, Tommy, can you throw out something now? It should prick your heart. It really should.
Because well, you know what? Kids. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, how you live your life, your kids are watching you, everyone who's listening. Your nieces and nephews are watching you. Your grandchildren are watching you. And if you're a teacher, or if you're involved in any kind of educational situation, they're watching you too. So be careful what you say, be careful what you do, because they're going to start to mimic you. If you don't care about the environment, guess what? They're not going to care. If you don't care about recycling, if you don't care about how you're going to be creative, if you don't care about what you're wearing, whether it's from a factory farm, or if what you're eating is from a factory farm, or if what you're wearing comes from children who are working 20-hour days in a factory somewhere in another country. How you consciously live your life, the kids are watching. And
we're a mirror. We are a mirror of our reflection. So, and that's what I teach them, is that, you know, our parents, we do articles on, you know, if you cross your child in the middle of the street, and, you know, that's teaching them. You know, green is about an inside thing. It really is. You have to grow that garden within for it to reap gardens outside. And it's in every gesture that you do. Green is not a patent thing. It really isn't.
It's a lifestyle.
It's
a lifestyle movement. And that's what you're doing.
Yeah, you're the fruit off of the tree. You know, you really are. And if I'm over here preaching green, and then yet I'm flipping somebody off, or I'm cursing, or I'm doing, and I'm not a Pollyanna. I'm running for Mother Teresa, actually. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, you got to be conscious of what you do for these kids. And you know, to hear them come and say, you know, well, Miss Alvarez, you know, this and that. And it's like, so, I mean, that is the greatest payment you could ever have.
I think you're amazing. We are talking with Charlene Frances Alvarez today, Go Green Kids Worldwide, Inc. We're talking with Go Green Kids Worldwide. We'll be right back. This is Conscious Lifestyles.
The first step in going green is to be conscious.
I enjoy your program so much.
Let's get back to Conscious Lifestyles. Here's Ginger.
Hey there, welcome back to Conscious Lifestyles Radio Show. We're talking with Go Green Kids Worldwide, Inc. Charlene Frances Alvarez is the founder. They're located in Florida at the moment, but they are worldwide. So you can go on to Go Green KP, that's as in kids and parents.com, gogreenkp.com, and really check it out. You were talking about how this is a new day, and we have a little bit of old-fashioned, maybe complacency type of thinking in our public schools, at least. I think a lot of the forward-thinking schools have shed that complacency that are private schools, but the public schools are really trailing behind, even the rest of the world, by the way, when it comes to thinking about this kind of stuff. I wanted to make a comment earlier. You said something about having biodegradable trash bags. I only use biodegradable trash bags. I have to order them on the internet because if I go to my local market here and I try to go to a natural market, they sell recycled, but they're not biodegradable recycled. And I want recycled and they are readily available. And I have to be a voice to my market here and say, you guys need to start bringing that in. What is your problem? You know, so, yeah. And you can start to make those changes. It is so gratifying. So I wanted to throw that in. But you were talking about PTAs and how they really have to start to move forward into a new day. Talk about that.
Well, we came together in one of our chat sessions, and we decided that it's a new day. It's a new way. And no longer do we want our children to have pizza Fridays. Not that there's nothing wrong with pizza. There's children that eat pizza that love the earth, and there's children that eat Doritos that love the earth. We're not trying to change the way they eat, but we're trying to think about the way they eat, make better choices. So PTA and PTSA are great functions for every school, but they have the monopoly. The monopoly in every school to say, this is our fundraiser, these are our bylaws and everything like that. Well, we challenged the school, one of our major Title I schools in South Florida, that 95% of the kids are below poverty, and they don't score high. And we challenged them and said, let us do a workshop. Let's do a workshop of art on their, you know, free time after school. And so they agreed, and we went in and we did a workshop, and they made things out of wood. They painted things. They painted rocks. They did signs. They did just everything you can think of with everything that we taught. We made a soup can full of little fish, painted fish from the pods of the tree. And we put rope, like a little sand pail with rope, but made out of a Campbell soup can. Well, we sold every single piece that we did. I mean, we had maybe three things left, and we raised almost $500 in 4 days.
Wow.
Without selling candy, without selling pop, without selling pizza. And these children raised that as Go Green Kids Worldwide Inc. with a handful of kids that said, oh, I want to do that. There's no more art. There's no more therapeutic anything in these public schools. So we said, let's try it. I mean, that's all we're asking is that we try it. And it was bingo. I mean, when you speak to a child in art and they're able to create, I mean, the things that come out of it are a new day, a new self-esteem got raised in making a rock, a Zen rock. And it's like, oh my gosh, look at this. And it was so exciting. The kids got to come in for their lunch hours, and they brought their money, and they paid for things that other kids made. And it was like, wow. And it was just terrific. The whole week of before Christmas break.
Well,
so
that
was a new workshop.
Well, you said something interesting. So I don't know anything about the public schools. Do they no longer have art classes?
No. They can't fund art. No, there's no more art classes. There's no more, you know, recesses or anything like that. So it's strictly, you know, grind. And, you know, and children need it. I mean, you know, Finland has done away with 6 hours of school. It's more play, more free.
Yeah.
And it works.
It does
it
work.
Works.
Yeah. I was watching this incredible documentary on children in Europe, with some European country, and how they have a chef, like a real chef, in this school. They make the school smaller, number one, and more town-oriented, parent-oriented. They have a chef, like a real chef, and she prepares homemade homemade meals for breakfast and for lunch for these children every day from their garden. They have like a school garden. So the kids are not only learning how to grow a garden, which is such an important thing. So they're learning about the earth through the garden. Plus, they're getting to eat all the yummy stuff from the garden. And they have a private chef who sits down with them and eats the lunch that she prepared, he or she prepared, with these kids. And they eat on real silverware with real plates. And it's a dining experience. They learn when they're eating, they learn manners at the table. This is incredible. They learn manners at the table, and they learn how to use the different utensils properly. Mm-hmm, now, what if we had schools like that that were more sophisticated? What kind of children, and feeding them healthy, pure food from the earth that's not out of a can, that's not processed, that's not filled with sugar, which goes crosses the blood-brain barrier, by the way, that causes hyperactivity and learning disorders in children. It's not, they're not feeding them toxic chemicals, which is what we're doing in America. What kind of children would we have today, and how would we raise not only their consciousness but their intelligence at the same time?
Exactly, and like I always, you know, I always try to teach my children is that your vessel that's going to carry you through life is your community. Is your community within first? We must appreciate who we are first before we can go out and teach anyone else. We must learn the value of what we grow with our hands, fill the soil. How can you teach a child about an urban garden if they don't participate it personally first? They must fill the soil to understand the importance of their earth. I mean, you can't throw them into this big community garden when they haven't even experienced it themselves personally. Nature is a personal thing within first. You must feel it.
Well, I just
really truly, truly believe that.
Yeah, I just came in. I just came in from walking in the woods with two giant dogs that I rescued. That in and of itself has been a very big learning experience, because I was always a cat person, but having two very big dogs, Black Lab, German Shepherd mixes. They're beautiful dogs. They're very, very smart. And I have this whole new experience. I literally walk in the woods for 3 hours a day, morning, noon, and night, with these big dogs. And I'm telling you, not only am I getting my exercise, so I don't have to go to a gym. I'm breathing in fresh air. I'm seeing the birds. I'm seeing how incredible nature is. Every day, we have saved little birds that have fallen out of their nests. It's just amazing what we get to come across, and how I get to have this personal experience, like you were saying, in a natural environment that I otherwise, if you're in a car and you're really busy, you're not going to stop to notice it. And my life, and not only my health, has improved. I am busier. I have to manage my time, as most dog owners do realize. But people who have children have to learn how to manage their time too. It becomes a real balancing act of where you're going to put your energy and your focus. But, you know, I wanted to touch on something else, and I wanted to talk to the kids you have there who are participating in your incredible program. Anyone who's just tuning in, Go Green Kids Worldwide, you can go to gogreenkp.com, and we're talking with Charlene Frances Alvarez today. Okay, so Charlene, what about getting large corporations and small businesses in the community involved in this? Because now that you have this incredible organization, that gives these kids access, and it gives these businesses access to the kids. Like, it can now be a sharing experience. Can I come in and learn, you know, what you're doing? Can you come and join us and help us with our community projects? You know, things like that.
Oh, yes, we do a actual workshop of art at an urban garden called The Patch in Dania Beach, Florida. And we have community workshops, so you can bring your small stuff like a ladder. We painted a ladder once, and we made it into art, and we put plants on there. So we tell our community members, you know, come to this workshop. It's a recycle art workshop. We create art, and then the next event at the past, we get to have a garage sale. And we've created a platform like that where businesses can come and a dental office, he buys a ad from us. It goes back into the nonprofit. We give free workshops out of that. And then he, in turn, gets his little button or his little logo on our shirt. So these are the businesses that are being recognized as good stewards, you know, good business practices. They support us. And all the while, they're getting their business out there on our logos. Well, they're walking billboards. So why are you going to pay thousands of dollars to have thousands of dollars of little flyers going out that end up on the street or in some neighborhood blowing everywhere because nobody pays attention to that stuff on your window or, you know, it's left all over the place. So we're like, put your money, advertising money into us. You're recognized as a green company. We don't ask you, can you pay $200 for an ad? We ask you, how much would you give as a donation to us? And in turn, you send us your logo. We iron it on. We use iron transfers on, so we don't make so much paper. So we use an iron-on transfer, and we put it on our shirt. So we gather hundreds of businesses, and well, I wish there was hundreds. Okay, I'm exaggerating. I wish we had hundreds of businesses that go on our t-shirts because then the world would see so many businesses supporting these young entrepreneurs.
Right, and in turn, they can put on their websites and in their offices how they're supporting you. It is a beautiful relationship that boosts business, but it also boosts awareness and consciousness. We have to go to a break. We'll be right back. This is Conscious Lifestyles.
Now, here's more eco-friendly advice for animals, the planet, and you.
Thank you so much.
It's Conscious Lifestyles. Here's Ginger.
Hi there. Welcome back to Conscious Lifestyles Radio Show. This is Ginger Leilani Chapin. We're talking with Go Green Kids Worldwide, Inc. today. Charlene Frances Alvarez is our guest. And you know what, Charlene? I love the fact that you just had this idea to get kids involved with saving our planet. And I don't want that to go into an area of this ideology that, you know, yeah, everybody wants to save the world, but nobody knows how to do it. You really are boots on the ground. You're saying we can do it. We can do it by teaching our kids and thereby learning ourselves how to recycle, how to utilize the earth in the right way without leaving the footprint that the Industrial Revolution did not think about that they were leaving for the rest of us. There's a wonderful book called Downstream, and I really think everyone should read it because it's about a woman who wrote about her experiences of getting cancer and all the people that she knew in her small town somewhere who were living downstream of a factory that was belching out very dangerous toxins into the river and therefore into their water supply. And many people, babies were being born with terrible deformities and cancers, and she ended up getting cancer. And it's a very eye-opening book because it helps you to realize that the footprint that you leave and the legacy that you leave is going to have an impact, whether it be a positive one or a negative one. So with that said, continue the conversation on Go Green Kids Worldwide. And what was the compelling reason why you wanted to start this organization?
You know, I made a promise a long time ago that I would lift children. I may not even have children, but I would gather them all over the world, and I would lift them because every child needs some kind of inspiration. I've always been one. My garden with my mother when I was 4 years old, she would sit me in her garden, and she would garden roses, and she would garden our strawberries and everything we ate. Even in tiny spaces, she found ways. She was an engineer. She was a president. She taught me all those wonderful gifts growing up and the value of using what we already have. And that was due to, you know, I had eight siblings. But I was never richer. And now I'm 55 and I must give back. She always taught me, as our native background, is that life is a circle. So, you know, if you want to see positive, and if we can see in another life what our children turn out to be, I know that the lives that I've touched in so many lives of young kids is that, you know what, I still live on because they're doing what my mother showed me.
Yeah.
My father showed me the work ethic, the appreciation. And that's what I tell our children is that the earth is for us not to honor in a sense, but to appreciate. It's a gift. You take care of that gift. That's what sustains you. Hear the birds, hear the trees, they sing. So we sing to our little babysitting club, to the little toddlers. Mr. Tree, raining leaves. Hear the leaves. Look at the leaves. So, you know, you can teach a child through words. And you're either going to tear them down or you're going to lift them. That was my promise that I would always do with my mother showed me. So that's how we began. And the earth knows no economy. We put those restrictions in our children and saying, you got to do this, you got to do that. And they will do that. But you've got to expose them to nature because nature is peace. That's why we all grasp at that sunset or that bird or that's truly where it is that moves you. Your mind is free to create and to say, you know what? I can do this. And the satisfaction of seeing these children saying, you know, I want to be this now. I want to be that instead of, I don't know.
Yeah. And you're also, you're bringing self-esteem where there was none. You're bringing a future where there was maybe a fear of the future or a very murky, not clear. And, you know, when you're a kid, I remember growing up, you just don't understand adults and they clearly didn't understand, you know, us. And it was like this big gaping gap between the ability to communicate. When you start going into nature and picking up rocks and sticks and creating something out of it together in an art form, well, now you're starting to communicate, which is what you have tapped into. So with that said, let me talk to some of your kids. I know you have them there. We're talking with Go Green Kids Worldwide, Inc. today, and go to gogreenkp.com. Any parent who's listening, any business person, any teacher, bring this into your schools, bring this into your businesses, bring this into your communities. You know, we've got to stop this dichotomy that just doesn't pay attention to each other. We have these two lines of thought. You know, one line is, oh, we don't care about nature. The other line is we do care about nature. We've got to come together and understand that we need to bring our communities together by embracing this incredible concept that is a reality that we have to depend upon clean air and clean water and embracing the earth. And when you do that, not only does your life improve, but the lives of future generations improve. So with that said, let's have some of the kids on.
Okay, I will introduce Catherine first, and maybe you can talk to the other two. But here we go. I'm going to hand over the phone. Hold on one moment.
Hello.
Hey, Catherine. So tell us, how old are you?
I am 15 years old.
You're 15? So tell us, how did you, so you're in high school. How did you get involved with Go Green KP? How did you know Go Green Kids was something cool that you wanted to be involved with? Because I know being cool and hanging out with your friends at 15 for me was a big deal. So how did you find out about Go Green Kids?
Well, since I'm in high school right now, I actually got involved in Go Green Kids when I was actually in seventh grade, like in middle school. Like, my friends told me about it. They was like, oh, there's this new cool art teacher, like, you should come and check her out and stuff. So, like, it was, like, in this little room that was in the media center, and, like, I went to check it out, and, like, I just saw all these, like, art things that, like, her and her students make together, and it was, like, so cool. And, like, when I found out that she, like, uses recycled things, like, for example, things from nature, like wood that you find around, like, a tree or something, like, I was just, like, amazed. So I was like, oh, maybe I should, like, join this art thing. So me and my friends just, like, started joining it, and till now.
Well, I think that's really neat because do you participate on the weekends? Is it after school? Is it during school? What's the commitment that you're giving to this Go Green Kids?
Well, I usually commit like any time, like usually after school or any day on the weekends, like either Saturday, Sunday, or right after school.
Well, what's really great is that when you go to apply to college, this is going to be a really wonderful thing on your resume of things that you've done. Plus, you'll have the artwork to show not only for your creativity, but for your compassion that you've generated for the earth and for all living beings, and how this is going to really propel you in whatever direction you go in. It's building you as a person, but also going, you know, you're a teenager now. And in 5 years, you're going to be 20 years old. You're going to be going into, you know, adulthood. And so I think it's a great concept because it's something where you're able to live this with for the rest of your life. You'll have this within you as a very strong guide. It will guide you. So I think that's really neat. Do you feel that inside of you? Do you feel like this has changed your future?
I really do because, like, it's, like, opened me up more to nature because, like, when I was, like, younger, like, you know, most kids, like, want to, like, go play with their friends or something or, like, check out the new Xbox that, like, came out. But, like, this, like, has really, like, opened me up to, like, nature and find out, like, things I could actually do with art and nature combined. And, like, it just, like, enlightened me.
That is awesome. Well, I think you really have a great future ahead of you. And I'd love to see some of your artwork. I'd love to see what you're doing. And I would buy some of this incredible artwork that I'm seeing online on your website. This is beautiful stuff. And your magazine that you guys are learning how to put together is first class. It is world class. The artwork, the editing, the journalism. I am so impressed. It's really over the top, and I'm just so grateful to have even met you guys through this radio show. So is there anybody else there? Who else do you think would like to talk about Go Green Kids Worldwide?
Oh, I think I have someone here. His name's Aaron Alvarez. I think he would like to speak about it.
Okay, great.
Hello.
Hi, Aaron. Okay, so tell us about your experience with Go Green Kids Worldwide. I know Charlene Frances Alvarez, who founded Go Green Kids Worldwide, is your mom. So you basically, in the womb, you were exposed to art, whether you realize it or not.
Yeah, I had no choice.
All the creativity. So, but how has this changed your life as far as embracing nature, understanding nature, really having such an appreciation for what you're making and what you're recycling so it doesn't go into the trash and you're actually making something that has value and you can actually create a whole new economy. You can sell your artwork that someone might have out of things that someone was going to throw away or out of branches and sticks and leaves. That is so neat. Like how does that make you feel when you're able to create something that somebody wants to buy?
It makes me feel, especially with like the recycled materials, it makes me feel like more in tune and like I could create something that was about to be thrown away and create it into something new that someone would actually want to buy.
Yeah. I think that as, you know, how old are you?
13.
So you're going into high school, right?
Yeah, next year.
So how is this going to change what it is that you want to do with your future? Has this changed the way that you think about the career that you want?
Yes, a lot. It helps me like to want to like follow like an artistic career.
Great. Yeah, and there's a lot of art in many careers that most of us don't even think about. Architecture, there's so many great things, music, fashion, there's art everywhere. There's art even in accounting and finance, by the way. Everything is creative. So it's just, to me, it's exciting to think about that we have this movement, this new lifestyle that should have always been around. So we've got to go to a break. This is Conscious Lifestyles. We'll be right back. We're talking with Go Green Kids Worldwide today.
The first step in going green is to be conscious.
I Enjoy your program so much.
Well, let's get back to Conscious Lifestyles. Here's Ginger.
Hey there, welcome back to Conscious Lifestyles. This is Ginger Leilani Chapin. We're talking with Charlene Frances Alvarez today of Go Green Kids Worldwide, Inc. Go check them out. Go Green, K as in kids, P as in parents.com. So, Charlene, this is really great. You know, when I asked these kids, has this changed the trajectory of their lives? They said, yes. You know, it's changed the way they think about their own future.
Yes. And that's what's very important is that some of our children are already A students. Some of them are below. But the ones that actually were impacted the most were the children below, because their self-esteem was made aware that, you know, some of us aren't meant to be doctors. But it's okay if you're a plumber. It's okay if you're a construction worker. But if you don't want that, it's okay to reach for the stars no matter what. You can do this. You do presentations. Look what you just did. You spoke to a panel of 10 people. Do you know most adults can't even do that?
Exactly.
And to put on a new suit, you put on a new suit, a new nice dress shirt, and you do an art gallery exhibit, and you have the mayor and the commissioners there. Do you know most people can't even do that? And you've just done that. And you walk away and you see a child say, I did that. And sky's the limit. I never thought I could be a nurse, but now I want to be a doctor.
Yes.
So, you know, no matter how, and all the while you're teaching a value of people and a value of where you walk on this ground is truly going to either make you or break you. So we teach the kids that are in the inner city of a radius of 5 miles from one of the world's largest visited beaches. And we tell them, you know, they come in with the mindset, oh, those are the yachts, the rich people. I can't go over there. Oh, sweetheart, yes, you can. By the time they get out of the workshop, they're ready to go and make something great in a normal everyday society by using their brain, their hands. And art is a therapeutic means. And if you can incorporate the world around them, oh, our future is going to sing in harmony.
Truly, I agree. Sing. I agree with you. And you know what? This is a conduit to businesses, to government, to the teachers who oftentimes, you know, I remember being in high school and junior high school, and they seemed disconnected sometimes from their own students. You know, I often wonder, maybe some teachers and doctors and people who go into government or any other profession, they should really rethink about what they're doing, because they're not very good at what they're doing sometimes. And they're not go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And I don't mean to interrupt you. And I feel very strongly with that is that, you know, I think our teachers go in, you know, with the right thought. They want to save a child. They want to teach a child. They want to spread their knowledge. But I think we become so weary in our jobs that we forget to open that door and realize there's a bird singing. We get in our cars and we're hurried off, and we forget to look at the sunshine. We forget that the stars can't twinkle without the darkness. And we forget all those wonderful moments of nature and let it sing to you. And then, therefore, when you go back to your job, it's a new child. And if that child's acting up, that's usually the one who needs the most.
Yes.
So, you know, if we can bring that in our own lives, whether we're a doctor or a lawyer or whoever, and know that the consumer is the parent and the child, then we go back to a society that is actually interconnecting with each other. And the economy knows no economy, because you're creating it in a sense of harmony. Just like nature works in harmony, we have to work with each other, or else we become bitter, vicious animals. And it's we don't work that way.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing, is that it is a conduit. It's a conduit to getting people to communicating. It's a conduit for these kids to communicate with a CEO, to communicate with a doctor, to communicate with a government official. It's a conduit for them to communicate with their own parents. I mean, that's a big deal, you know, because parents and kids don't always know how to speak the same language. A kid might say something that a parent doesn't understand, or they take it the wrong way, and a parent will say something that the child doesn't understand. I don't think communication is as easy as we all think it is. But when you bring people together the way you have, through art, through getting into nature, through growing something, through recycling and creating art through that, and creating a magazine and doing the research, writing the beautiful journalism that you guys write, and talking with interviewing people, like you said, creating art, you know, an art exhibit, and accomplishing something. Well, now you've got kids and young people who have self-esteem and they have a purpose. So you take a C-minus student, they will become an A student, because when you have self-esteem and you have focus and you have drive, that can change everything.
It can change so much. And communication through our teachers and through our lawyers, our doctors, whatever profession we seek, as a consumer, we forget that we were once that age. We forget how to communicate as that age. No, am I these children's friend? Yes, I am. But to my son, I'm his mother. So like he said, he had no choice. No, he didn't have a choice, because that is truly me. So the fundamental reason why we do things is to really find out who we are, and having the latter be better than the beginning. And that's me. I was once these children who couldn't communicate with my teachers, who couldn't communicate. Well, I know I was a very mama's girl. So I couldn't communicate, and I was rebellious in a sense. But now I'm a mother, and now I remember, oh, yeah, I was there once. Oh, yeah, what worked for me? Not every child is a doctor. Not every child is a brain surgeon. But there's something we can connect them to. And nature is actually the byproduct of everything. We all have footsteps. We're all going to walk into this world either better or we're going to destroy it. And there's too many destroying it. So we need to do something now. And we need to incorporate businesses in a better practice. And there's nothing wrong with making your money the way you do. But if it lifts a child to do something you forgot to do, then guess what? We're those children that are going to make your world better. And it's going to show. Maybe it will show when I'm still around, and maybe it won't. But I know that my son will continue on in those gifts that Charlene never went to school to make a piece of art. I learned all this from my mother, and we're forgetting that. We're giving our parental rights to the AA battery. We're not communicating anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
We're just an angry citizen. An angry citizen that forgot how to feel for each other.
Well, we're distracted. We are distracted, and when you're distracted, and it's easy to get distracted, you're not grounded. And what nature does to you is it grounds you. There's literally a book called Grounding. You should read it. It's fantastic. Everyone out there, read that book, Grounding, because it talks about literally walking with your bare feet in nature, on the sand, in the grass, in the woods. It's amazing. You stand on a rock, and you'll feel the energy. Hug a tree, and you will feel that energy, I'm telling you, and you'll never be the same. So we have to wrap this up. We're talking with Go Green Kids Worldwide, Inc. You know what I was thinking quickly, Charlene? When someone, a young person, reaches a certain age in their 20s or even late teens, and they've been hardened, they've been maybe abused or neglected, or they've been plunked in front of a computer screen, they've been disconnected from communicating not just with nature, but with themselves and with their parents and with everyone around them. Is there a point where it's too late?
Never. Never. You know why? Because as long as you're alive, and that's why we take our garden window boxes to hospices, because life is breathing. Life is green. There's something new every day to discover. So is it ever too late? No, it's never too late. A child in a hospice center and sees a little garden growing in their window, you have maybe just bought them another day, because the will to live will always be in there. And love conquers all. So how do we show love? By nurturing each other and using nature. What is real? What is real? A little child getting a little gift from Vanessa made from her hands. One little girl, we took one of our recycled pillow buddies. We made it and we gave it to a five-year-old little girl who had cancer. Do you know she passed with that in her arms. Do you know what that did for my child, Vanessa, to see that?
Wow.
Not the actual dying, but the impact that brought from her hand. She will forever be changed.
The comfort,
See Erin at a symposium in Orlando, an education symposium. One of our pillow buddies went to a child in India, and this child had a tumor under his turban. And we didn't know that, but it was on a big screen and at an educational forum. And that pillow buddy was made out of recycled materials. And that child actually said in his language, he loved his pillow buddy because it eased his tumor when he put his hand on it. Those are the values that these children are going to carry on in their life and say, I remember when I did that. And that's what makes a green steward.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
The hands. Yes.
Well, I am hoping. Okay, so quickly, because we have to wrap up the show. We're talking with Go Green Kids Worldwide, gogreenkp.com. Quickly, how does someone get involved? How do they bring Go Green Kids into their community? Real quick.
They need to just send us an email. We get them started remotely. They become a successful contributor to our worldwide magazine, and they're on their way.
Great. Okay. Well, I am so glad to have you on my show, Charlene Frances Alvarez, Go Green Kids Worldwide. Get involved. Save a life. This has been Conscious Lifestyles.
Thank you.